Babies. Should remind everyone that on October 6th, just the day before that, there was a ceasefire. So Hamas's strategy is pretty simple, and they're quite clever. They give Israel an impossible choice. Either don't defend yourself or attack us, and they're going to use human shields to protect themselves. That's what Hamas does. And then they try to draw out the fight as long as possible and watch international support wane. That's their strategy. It has been for a very long time. And Biden should know that by now, right? He's been around, way too long in politics. And he should know and understand the politics of the Middle East by now. You have to eradicate Hamas. So a ceasefire should look like Hamas surrendering. That would be the best thing for Palestinians in Gaza, that's for sure.
In the meantime, Congress, we do know from Netanyahu that a Rafah invasion is on. We don't know the timing of that, when it's going to happen, what it might look like. The president has made it clear that also would be a very big mistake. He seems, and through a lot of his surrogates, Congressman, to hold out the possibility that aid could be on the line here as a result. What do you think?
Again, I think that would be a foolish mistake and would be a signal to our enemies like Iran. It would be a signal to Hezbollah that all bets are off. America's leaving the stage. The only thing that has kept entities like Hezbollah and Iran from actually entering this war and making this the great war that they've always talked about to eradicate Israel is the threat that the U.S. will stop them. If you take that threat off the table, that's a very, very dangerous path to go on, and it eventually gets us into a war, let's be honest. That's the thing about peace through strength. If you want peace, you actually have to exhibit strength, and you have to demonstrate that you're going to stand by your allies. A lot of people forget the strength part, because the strength part's very, very uncomfortable. And you have to say things that feel uncomfortable, right? But that's the world we live in. I'm sorry. I wish I could write a fiction novel about a different world where everyone just plays nice, but that's not the world we live in.
There you have it. More on that story as we move along this morning. Coming up in just minutes, Pat Casale will join us, the owner of the MultiCare Group, former vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. And it's going to be interesting to see what he thinks of what the president spoke about earlier in the week on abortion. We'll do that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The apple doesn't fall far from the Major League team as the Las Vegas Aviators failed to find a win again last night in Summerlin. They dropped their second straight game to the Salt Lake Bees. Final score was 8-1. They're now 2-8 on the year. The Vegas Golden Knights are picking an inopportune time to play bad hockey. VGK dropped its third straight game, losing to the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 last night in Canada. Coupled with St. Louis's win, the Knights are now just 3 points ahead of the Blues for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. Good news is the reigning Stanley Cup champions play their final four games at home beginning tomorrow night against Minnesota. Three of the four teams they play are out of the playoff picture, and the Knights only need 3 points on this last homestand to clinch a playoff spot.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Our community is in crisis. Pets are being abandoned in our streets, and our animals need you. This is Lori Heron, Executive Director of Nevada SPCA, and I'm asking you to support us now by adopting or fostering a dog, cat, or small pet. Nevada SPCA is Southern Nevada's original life-saving shelter and exists entirely on your donations. So give happiness today at NevadaSPCA.org. Find happiness.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
A couple of problems in the Northwest Valley on 95 northbound approaching Jones, right side of the freeway's blocked van earlier accident. Going to need to merge to the middle and left lanes. 95 northbound again approaching Jones. Coming from the other direction, approaching the Spaghetti Bowl, U.S. 95 southbound before Rancho's. New accident there. Working a couple of west side intersections, an accident being cleared at Torrey Pines and Twain, another at Sahara and Valley View. We'll have less wind today and warmer temperatures, getting into the mid-80s this afternoon with light breezes, 59 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's the silly season. That's right. It's politics time. It is the time when everybody and their brother is talking about issues, and it's coming at us really quickly. Joining us now, Pat Casale, the former vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party, the owner of the MultiCare Group, everything you need to know about your health insurance. It's all right there. Call Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group. Pat, it's always good to have you on. You've been busy, my friend.
The last 3 days, I've been at a forum for Medicare. And, buddy, I have a lot of information to share with our Republican politicians that are running against the left, because they can definitely bury them on their – they're all taking victory laps on the left over prescription drugs. Well, senior citizens are about to get bombarded next year, and they're not going to be happy.
What is it they're not going to be happy about?
All right, so you know how the Biden administration wants to take a victory lap on prescription drugs, right? And saying how next year the prescription drug costs are going to go down to $2,000 a year for a senior? They fail to tell the people that a lot of these carriers, because of their loss ratios, because of after COVID, pre-COVID, when people were going to the doctor, everything was fine. Then during COVID, nobody was going to the doctor, so they were making money. Well, the insurance company's loss ratios are very high. So you're going to start to see Medicare Advantage plans no longer being free. What 70% of the people that buy Medicare Advantage get them for free didn't know is that their plans this year were changed dramatically internally. A lot of mechanisms, and their formularies were changing. Well, next year, with the new laws with the drug plans, you're going to see the people who have a Medicare supplement that buy a drug plan, maybe paying between $12 and $40 a month, will be paying between $100 and $150 a month. If not next year, the year after for certain. And those Medicare Advantage plans that were free will probably be costing money. for the seniors, and they're going to find that they're not going to have as much coverage as they had 2-3 years ago.
What is the Biden administration doing relative to with Congress? Is there anything going on in Congress that is going to fix this problem?
They can't. The problem is created by Congress, because here's the thing. The politicians in Washington don't know what the hell they're doing when it comes to health care. They want to take victory laps for the Affordable Care Act. Well, you're hearing about a public option in a state of Nevada. There's one going to be in Colorado, Oregon, Washington State. You heard New York State's trying to do the same thing. Well, I want to ask you, how are you going to cut rates 15% for a consumer, for example, who's only paying nothing? You're going to give them a rebate? The 15% cut would not be for the consumer. It would be for the tax credits that the government's giving. And then the states will try to get monies from the federal government to do other things. So it's really a con job is really what it is. And the thing that's interesting is a lot of the physicians are like, you know what? I'm not going to participate. I'd rather get paid the Medicare reimbursement, which would be the Medicare supplement reimbursement, versus the Medicaid reimbursement. So you're going to have network adequacy impacted dramatically. And in the state of Nevada, if we did a public option, in most 3/4 of the state, you only have one or two carriers, and the one carrier has barely any network. So what good would it be?
Again, Pat Casale joining us, the owner of the MultiCare Group, talking about your health insurance. What is it that consumers, and in particular our senior friends, what is it they need to be doing looking ahead to next year?
Well, first of all, they're going to need to make sure that they listen to what we're saying now and look into it, number one. Number two, the people that are running for office here in the state of Nevada specifically, you know, that are running against the Jackie Rosens of the world, that Horsford's commercial is all about drugs. Well, guess what, Stephen? You obviously don't know the rules. Stephen Horsford is definitely vulnerable. So I'm looking to talk to a John Lee and company, especially. Then you look at Susie Lee, another one we got to take out, because they are not doing the job for the seniors. They're trying to do victory laps, saying we're doing all these things for drugs, but you're really wrong. You're lying to the consumer. There's going to come a time where people are going to say, you know what, I'm not buying Medicare Part D. We can't afford it. I can't afford to buy my insurance to get discounts on drugs. I'll get one of those free discount cards. There's a lot of mechanisms within that realm that do not work for the consumer, and that's the problem. See, everybody wants to take a victory lap about how great they are. And I listen to these morons talk about, well, the ACA, it's great. The only thing they say that's accurate is that the Republican Party has never come up with a solution. I sit here and tell you on this phone call right now that, God willing, we get the House, the Senate, and the White House. I have a footing with the President Donald Trump, thanks to Michael McDonald. But I'll go further. In June, I will be with CMS in Baltimore at a summit discussing these crap plans that are being sold by other agents as well, because they're taking advantage of the consumer. The reason they take advantage of the consumer is the consumers can't afford to pay these high premiums if they don't qualify for tax credits. That's part of the problem. And based upon a couple other things, if they don't sign another thing into law by between now and November, there's a legitimate chance that the 400% threshold could drop down to 300%. That means people between 301 and 400 would be paying the full boat for their premiums, which they can't afford because these premiums are through the roof.
One of the things that I've seen over the last couple of years is that the Biden administration doesn't have an answer, but neither does Donald J. Trump have an answer to promises made, promises kept, a replacement for Obamacare. I know there's been word from the campaign that they're formulating some sort of plan. Do you have any evidence at all that either the Biden administration or the Trump campaign has a plan in place, or one that will be proposed relative to replacing Obamacare?
I consider and tell you the answer would be no. And quite frankly, you have the left using scare tactics. They're not going to abolish Obamacare if Trump got it. It's like the BS about abortion in Nevada. You know, we can't. Nobody in our state getting elected can overturn abortion in Nevada. It's our law. The only way that could ever change is if there was a referendum put on the ballot that would have to be voted by the people, which would never happen. What happened in Arizona was ridiculous. So the same thing goes with health care. In order for us to do something, we can look into it, and what we need is we need cohesion. The problem in the United States right now is partisanship. You got the left saying screw you, the right saying screw you, and we're in the middle. We're the piece. We're that little flag that's getting dragged through the mud and getting railroaded. So the truth be told is we need to sit down and try to fix the problem. The real issue at hand is that our politicians don't know any better. They don't know what they're doing. And quite frankly, big pharma and the big hospital chains are controlling the game. This is why I don't believe we'll ever see a socialized medicine in the United States, because in socialized medicine, you have to manage the reimbursements. Big pharma would be getting paid no money in the United States. Why is it we pay 300 or 400% more than other countries? And we even manufacture the drugs here. I would like to create, here in Nevada, I'm talking to a couple people, venture capitalists, I'd like to see us open up and manufacture our own generic drugs here and go bypass the PBM and sell them directly to the consumer, specifically to senior population.
Wow, wow. Let me take you into a hardball politics. This is, of course, an election year, and everybody's excited about it. In June 11th, May 25th for early voting. We got November 5th for the general election. At least the polling I've seen, Emerson and others, the Wall Street Journal, show that Donald J. Trump right now is leading Joe Biden in Nevada. Does that track with what you've seen?
Based on what I'm hearing, it's a lot higher than the conservative number that they're sharing. They're saying like 8%, 6 to 8%. I'm hearing double digits. Arizona was 9%. I'm hearing double digits. The bottom line is economy. You realize the average American right now is paying $1,100 more per month out the door. But their incomes haven't gone up $1,100 a month because of inflation. And the inflation number, the real number, when idiots say, well, inflation's down, that 3.5% number that they revealed yesterday is on top of the number from last year. And if you've seen gas prices lately, they're not under $4 anymore. So what I'm telling you, in Nevada, his numbers are rising. He's probably got a 13, 14% lead and maybe more before it's over.
Let me ask you about independents. It's the largest voting bloc that's out there, and a lot of people are saying we need to be talking to them. What should the messaging be to independents, to so-called moderates?
See, the messaging should be the same for Republicans, Democrats, and independents from the Republican side, and that is, you're losing money. We can help you get your money back. We'll get you that. We'll try to turn that $1,100 back into positive cash flow into your household. The truth be told is they've taken – the one thing politicians should never do is screw with our income. It's almost like we're looking at a socialist-communist combination that they're trying to put forth in the United States. And the truth be told, it's not just the United States. It's a worldwide order trying to impact the United States and change us forever. That's what I see. And our messaging should be to everybody the same way. You want to live better? You want more income? We can help you. We're going to work together. And I wouldn't be surprised if Tulsi Gabbard turns out to be his running mate. And that would be an amazing move. And that would shock the world.
Wow. We'll mark that one down. Obviously, people are going to have questions about their health insurance, about their family's health insurance. If they have questions, where can they go?
Please call me, 702-286-1014. That's 286-1014. Now more than ever, we need to really start putting our fingers on the pulse, because it's scary. And the federal government has done a hell of a job at making things bad. And for all those people out there that want to sit here and say, oh, we got Obamacare. Obamacare is not a success. It really isn't. If you break it down, there's a lot of layers of money going elsewhere that could have been driven into the premiums to drive them down.
One more time on that phone number.
Please call me, 702-286-1014. We're back in action now. I'm rolling up my sleeves. This was really a scary 3 days for me.
Well, it's good to have you back in the play. Thank you so much, my friend. Always good to talk to you. We'll do it again soon.
Take care. God bless, Kevin.
There you go. The owner of the MultiCare Group, Pat Casale, a good friend of the program. In fact, he'll be filling in for me coming up, taking a day off in May, and he will be filling in for me. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Are your taste buds tired of the same routine? Well, folks, fire up those taste buds because it's time for Smokin' Pig Barbecue's authentic homestyle Q with all the fixings. Ooh-wee. That's right. There's nothing quite like the feeling of gathering with friends and family and savoring slow-smoked meats from Smokin' Pig and enjoying the good old days. We're talking tender ribs falling off the bone, burgers piled high with all the fixings, and chicken so good it'll have you singing the blues. Don't forget our incredible brisket, a 12-hour smoke just for you. Add to that our famous appetizer for snacking with a beer and family, and our great sides and desserts. Everything from scratch like you like it. Barbecue ain't just about food. It's about creating memories. It's about friends and family having smiles that last long after the last bite is gone. So, don't let another weekend pass you by. Head down to Smokin' Pig Barbecue, because a good barbecue brings people together, and that's something to celebrate. 4379 North Las Vegas Boulevard, or call 725-777-3988. Smokin' Pig Barbecue. Man, that's good. Get some now.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Go to nomoredraftywindows.com for full offer details.
All those days over 100 degrees last summer were unbearable. My AC bills were huge and I couldn't keep my house cool.
Same in our house. We sweated our way through summer, but we finally realized our old windows were the problem, letting the cold air out and hot air in. So we texted Renewal by Anderson and they took care of it.
New windows from Renewal by Anderson really made a big difference?
Yes. We went from hot and crabby to cool and happy. Plus, the new windows from Renewal by Anderson saved us serious cash on our energy bills. They're 100% full service and have helped 500,000 happy homeowners like us. We just had to send a text to get started.
Text HOUSE to 200-300 right now and schedule your free consultation with Renewal by Anderson online today. Plus, text now and get $359 off every window and $887 off every door. Don't wait. Text HOUSE to 200-300 for no dollars down, no payments, and no interest for a full year with Renewal by Anderson. Text the word HOUSE to 200-300. Text HOUSE to 200-300.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Emerson College polling, Florida. How about this? Donald Trump, 51%. Joe Biden, 38%. Unbelievable. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm a refugee. The only difference is I didn't come through the southern border. I came through a little town known as Prim, Nevada. That's right, I used to live in California, and I moved to Nevada because California sucks. I'm running for state senate in District 5, and a vote for me ensures that your voice will get heard in Carson City. So join me in my efforts to fight for the people. Together, we can help make sure Nevada doesn't end up sucking too.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 423310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Speaking of John Lee, he is a candidate for Congress in CD4. He will join us. We'll talk about the campaign, all that, and a whole bunch more coming up. Stay with us. Don't you move. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and...